It's a wonderful day for St. Luke, one of the four evangelists of our Gospels. He also had the second part of his history going from St. Luke, the Gospel according to Jesus Christ, and then the Acts of the Apostles. It's kind of two volumes back to back. He said earlier he was a physician. A really brilliant man in Greek as well as the history, as he learned a lot of information of the apostles because he wasn't there as an eyewitness. And in kind of the history is to think that he was one of the ones that knew from Mother Mary in the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, with all the information of Jesus born, when Jesus was presented in the temple, all those nice, the prayers we have in our, kind of our morning prayers and our evening prayers and night prayers, that all comes from like the first chapter of Luke, probably taught by Mother Mary. We heard a couple nice verses to show us a little bit of St. Luke and Jesus' mission for all of his apostles and disciples. I mean, we listened to the first reading of Timothy, that St. Paul, at the very end, he was kind of like a coach showing where all of his friends were and what he needs for the parchments. And I need this, and I need this. Shutting down that person, bring these. And a simple line about the author of the Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles says, quote, "Luke is the only one with me." And that's this St. Luke that wrote the Gospel and the Apostles, the Acts of the Apostles. And then we heard in the Lord of Jesus Christ in St. Luke's Gospel, which I love this word. I think I put it in our last bulletin, the article. "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." We have a lot of people that still need to know Jesus Christ in a relationship. And in the Gospel of Luke today, the Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. So we ought to do pairs, one, two by two, to go out to share the good news. And then in the responsorial psalm, "Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That Jesus Christ gives us his friendship. And that's a place where we are to go out to show the glorious splendor of God's kingdom. It's a wonderful day from St. Luke, this feast. We ask him through his work, his words, his teaching, his history, his martyrdom. And we ask St. Luke, pray for us.